If you're listening to us right now, most likely you are not riding an ATV, but you may well be in the middle of your commute home. If you commute to and from work like the average American, it takes you 25 minutes and 6 seconds one way.
That number comes from a survey released yesterday by the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau studies travel time to work, and for those of you who work at home, you just don't count. It was no trouble finding people who commute much longer than the average in downtown Washington, D.C. today.
I commute from Stafford, Virginia, and it takes me about an hour and 15 minutes to get from Stafford to D.C. It's about 44 miles for me from door to door. Just something you deal with to, you know, make a living and commute from the suburbs.
I live in Laurel, Maryland, so I take the MARC train and hop on the Red Line for a couple of stops, so it's not that bad. About an hour and 15 minutes each way. And I get to read the whole time.
My commute into work is about 20 minutes, 10 to 15 if there's no traffic. Nice and easy.
I live up by the National Cathedral. It's about 4 miles from my office. On a good day, it's a 20-minute drive for 4 miles. Right in front of the Naval Observatory, if the vice president's coming out in the morning, it can be a disaster because they close the road. And he comes out whenever he chooses to come out, and it can really cause havoc when the motorcade is coming through.
The travails of the commute in our nation's capital, as described by David Fontaine, Gwen North Muldrow, Laura Souter, and Mark Marshall.
And as we heard, Marshall lives in Stafford County, Virginia, which came in fifth in the nation, if you rank the longest commute by county. The average there is 41 minutes. Outranking Stafford are Coweta County, Georgia, and the following three counties in New York State: Richmond County, also known as Staten Island, and the counties, also New York City boroughs, of Queens and the Bronx.
Which means that many New York City commuters can't take it easy on their morning commute, like this.
Well, I try to get up around 9 o'clock, but sometimes I hit snooze until 9:30 and then hop on my bike about 9:45.
Sarah Watson lives in Fargo, North Dakota. Her commute by bike takes all of 10 minutes. She's one anecdotal example from the state with the shortest average commute, according to the census numbers, and that suits her just fine.
I probably wouldn't want to commute farther than 15 minutes. However, by bicycle, it's flat enough here. If you were really motivated, you could get anywhere in about 20 minutes, I suppose.
Well, biking just is not an option for mechanical engineer James McLaughlin. He lives in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood of Manhattan.
Every morning, I leave the house at about 15 to 7. I walk for 12 minutes over to Times Square, where I go down into the subway station, catch the shuttle over to Grand Central Terminal, get off there, get a cup of coffee, get on the Metro North Hudson Line train, and travel an hour and 45 minutes north to Poughkeepsie, whereby I get off, get into my car, which I keep permanently parked in the Poughkeepsie train station garage, and drive the last 4 miles to Highland, New York, where I work.
How much of your day is spent in transit to and from work when you're commuting?
I figure it's 5 hours, roughly 5 hours and 15 minutes.
5 hours and 15 minutes of the day traveling to and from work.
Yes.
How do you feel about those 5 hours a day? What do you get done during the 5 hours when you're in transit there and back?
Well, the only thing that's made it worthwhile is the fact that I bought a laptop and taught myself some complicated engineering software by the name of ProEngineer. That's really about most of my motive for putting up with that for that long of a commute.
You could probably learn Mandarin in the number of
probably
hours that you're spending commuting.
Probably could learn a foreign language, yes.
Well, what time do you get home?
Around 8:40.
Around 8:40 at night.
I leave at 6 from Highland, and I get home around 8:40.
Mr. McLaughlin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk with you. It's James McLaughlin, a mechanical engineer with a very long commute.
Rick's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. My hometowns are calling inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.